Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, Michelle, I read the coolest book the other day, and it was called Gorge. And it was a follow-up book to another one called Fat Woman on the Mountain. And this was written by an author and motivational speaker, Kara Richardson Whitley. And I'm just telling you right now, the book was a mind blower because it really talked about something that, you know, you and I talk about on the radio all the time. And that's the whole issue of meaning in life, body image, self-esteem, especially in women. And this young woman rocked and rolled, went up Kilimanjaro three times, weighing as much as 300 pounds.
No way.
And then what that journey is all about. So, Cara, welcome to Her Radio, for crying out loud.
Thanks for having me. Tell us,
why did you write Gorge? What was the whole point behind Gorge?
Right. So Fat Woman on the Mountain was the story of my first Kilimanjaro climb, which is after I lost 120 pounds, the journey up Africa's highest peak was kind of one of those yay me kind of moments. And so, of course, shortly after climbing that first time, I gained more than half the weight back while I was pregnant with my first daughter. And I was really desperate to get back into that place of wellness. And when I finally got things right with food, you know, I just was feeling really stuck. So I tried it a second time, and I failed epically. And I think that the main problem with that second climb was that I didn't deal with the reasons why I overate. I didn't really kind of confront them. And so the story of Gorge is that story of my third Kilimanjaro climb, where I had some friends and family members who wanted to climb the mountain, and instead of looking at myself like a before and after picture and thinking like, oh, okay, if I climb this mountain, I'm going to lose all this weight, I decided the most important thing for myself was to love myself where I was, which was about 300 pounds, and go from there. So I had to train with strength and stamina and spirit, believing that I could, with my own body where it was, be strong enough to hike 19,343 feet.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question. You know, you said before, your words were, you had to confront why you overate. Why did you overeat?
Well, I think I really started with, there were some big traumatic things, and I think that's very similar with a lot of people who struggle with any kind of vice, whether it's gambling or shopping or alcoholism. You know, for me, it started when my parents were on the verge of divorce when I was 9. I would literally hide in the pantry when they were yelling at each other. And then I was sexually assaulted when I was 12. And the only way that I could get out of the situation was to offer the guy something to eat. So, you know, food saved me back then. But then it translated into the everything. So I lived life rather comfortably numb, so to speak, using food for the highs, the lows, and the everything in between. And so there was something about not relying on the food, especially when on the mountain, where, you know, I had to confront, you know, what I needed, whether it was a, you know, a rain jacket because it starts to drizzle, or actually confronting emotional things, for example, like when the porters were betting against whether or not I'd make it up the mountain. I had to be very present and very much in my own body instead of just kind of deferring my feelings.
Now, did you have to go to the doctor beforehand to get clearance to do this? And then how long did it take you to actually climb up Kilimanjaro?
Well, I don't think that you have to get doctor's clearance, but you should, you know, I think that a general rule of thumb would be that you want to feel like you're in pretty good shape. I mean, I did the MAD half marathon in Waitsfield, Vermont, which, you know, I walked 13.1 very, very hilly miles. I did go to the doctors. I believe in regular checkups, and my doctor knew that I was very physically active. You do have to go to a travel doctor to get all sorts of shots and
get
stuff too. But, right. But physical activity, I think, is the one thing, my one saving grace. You know, even though I'm plus size, I do exercise a lot, which I think helps with my blood sugar, cholesterol, and
everything.
You know, everything, you know, blood pressure as well. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's the one thing that I do get right. So.
Right.
So where are you right now in your in this weight journey?
Well, I would say that I feel like because I did the work in writing Gorge, and especially because I, you know, I spend my days now not only writing about food and my experience with my journey on eating well, I also speak about it around the country. I feel like food doesn't have as much power over me because my issues with food were very, very secret in the past. So, you know, I might buy a half gallon of ice cream for my family. We have a normal portion, you know, for dessert, which is all well and good. And then the next day I slowly, by the spoonful, eat the entire rest of the half gallon. And then I secretly replace it because I have felt like, you know, who am I? Like, I'm this accomplished person. I've raised all this money for charity. I've climbed mountains, and yet I'm conquered by ice cream. So The more I talk about those kinds of feelings and experiences, food really loses its power over me, and I feel stronger.
Has that played out in a further reduction in your weight?
Well, it has, yes and no. I mean, I constantly struggle with my weight, and that is, you know, I'm trying to find the right methods. Right now, I'm using Weight Watchers as a tool to kind of monitor what I'm eating, especially the thing that helps me the most and to drop pounds is to journal, you know, what exactly I'm putting in my mouth, because otherwise it's a very mindless effort. So the big focus for me, weight-wise, is to continue to kind of make sure I am mindful and present when it comes to food. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. I know that, you know, there are some days where I slip, but the most important thing is that I just keep putting one foot in front of the other, so to speak, on a mountain or when it comes to what I'm putting in my mouth, too.
So, Carr, what recommendations would you or advice would you give other women who maybe don't have the drive that you do and are facing the same battle that you face? How did you get, you know, climbing Kilimanjaro three times is such, I mean, it's I couldn't do it once, not alone three times, but, you know, give our women something that they can, you know, three things that you think are important that they know.
Well, the first thing is to love yourself where you are and go from there. And that's one of the hardest things for me. Oftentimes I take on a diet because I hate my body. Another thing is don't look at yourself like a before and after picture. Build strength so that you can do the things that you love. But most importantly, you know, just bet on yourself. You know, the porters and guides didn't bet on me, but somewhere on the mountain I had to, you know, bet that I was going to succeed even though everybody thought I wouldn't.
Right.
And succeeding.
That was very, very powerful. You know, when I read that piece in the book where these people were, you know, literally you were in your tent and they were bedding outside, and, you know, that had to make you, I mean, I'd be angry, and I would use that to fuel, my way up the mountain. It's sort of like, get out of my way, jerk, you know, like,
I'm going to show you.
I'm climbing up this mountain. I'm going to show you. Everyone, we're talking to Carr Richardson. Is it Whiteley or Whitley?
Whiteley.
Whiteley. Very good. So Carr Richardson Whiteley, who wrote Gorge, and she also wrote Fat Woman on the Mountain. Both are fabulous books. Please get on out there and get them. They're the best. And go to her website as well. Thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And you're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you'd like to ask us, email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.